It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. Starting next year, injection drug users will have easier access to clean syringes in California. The two new laws are part of an effort to prevent the transmission of diseases such as hepatitis C and HIV. Pauline Bartoloni has more as part of a series on new state laws that will take effect in 2012.
Peter Simpson runs Harm Reduction Services, a syringe exchange program in the city of Sacramento. He says this fiscal year, they'll give out 140,000 needles to drug users.
They're either meth users using crank or methamphetamine, which is a stimulant, or they're heroin users using a major opiate.
Studies show needle exchange programs are effective in reducing HIV transmission. California has 37 exchange programs, and a new law could help authorize more. Currently, counties and cities grant the permission. But starting in January, the state can also allow them in areas they say are at risk for rapid spread of deadly bloodborne infection. The bill was opposed by statewide law enforcement groups and cities. A faith-based coalition said it will have a negative impact on neighborhoods. The Sacramento program has a drop-in center, but also goes out to homeless encampments and trailer parks. Simpson says it's part of the strategy to make drugging behavior less harmful for everyone.
The best approach in dealing with someone who's a drug user is to try to assist them in being healthier and doing better along the lines of things that they think are possible.
Also this January, pharmacists can sell up to 30 syringes to California adults without a prescription. Right now, pharmacies can sell up to 10 syringes with government permission. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartoloni.
Find these and other local stories at northbayvoice.org, and we're looking for you. If you have a story or other material, click on Step Inside. From KRCB, that's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.